No. Saint Ravuna Nemiravasi. Ravuna Nemiravasi says, anytime you have any soul in the Maisa Shrita, Mir Kama, Mir Basra, any soul in the Maisa Shrita, it passes the entire Shrita. A focus between Rabbana and Rabbana and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is about the Mir Basra, when you say Ruba Kukula or not. You obviously say Ravechud Shnaim Behema, but once you say you shechted the rov, is the balance Mechatech Bosa Ba'alma. So therefore, it'll come out L'chora that in Rav and Shmuel seem to paskin like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and when the Gemara says on Chofa Aleph on the base, and Rashi says there's a mitzvah to shech the entire simen. There's a mitzvah to shech the entire simen by shechting rov or by shechting the entire simen. Mitzvah to shech the entire simen. But once, but then there's another issue. If Ruba Kukula apply, it doesn't apply. So, according to the Rabbanan, you have to shech the entire shechita is part of the Maisa shechita, even though the heter shechita would be in a row for the mitzvah to do that and more than. Now, what is the matter of the animal? The matter of the animal is the simen shochet or the maisa shechita. If it's the maisa shechita, the heter doesn't chal till you finish the shechita. And so, if it's a simen shochet, the heter is chal to 51%. Whether or not you say Ruba Kukula or not. So in what Rashi tells us, that the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is not because the heter is in the Simen Shochet. The heter is in the Maisa Shechita. Maisa Shechita finishes at the Rov, Rashi says. That is according to Rav Huna in the list of comments. Rav Chisda says no. Rav Chisda says I need two things. I need rov, simen, shochet, and I need the chiyut, the nafka chiyut should be with the maisa shechita. Two separate things. Can I combine them into one? Maybe yes, maybe no. There are 20 different sfaros in Rav Chisda. Then, but this is Avot. He says, the Ruba Shalecha Kamar. Now, which Rashi says means that I agree, everyone agrees, that if you Shech Shnei Shlish, the balance is Smachat is possibly Alma because of Ruba Kukula. So, Amalei Rav Yosef, my name. Maybe that Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Ruba Kukula, it's a general principle. And that's so Rabbi Yosef answers no. The Ruba Shechita has nothing to do with Ruba Kukula. It's a halacha Shechita itself. That Rav Simon is in Fai Shechta the entire Simon. That's Lishna Kam. Lishna Basra just moves everything down. Okay. Now, then the Gemara gets to Higrim Shli Shachat Shli Higrim Shli Shachat Higrim Shachat. The Machlokes is between Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav and Rav Hon Amar Rav. Whether you need Pasuk Chiyusa by a Maisa Shechita, or you need Rav Simen and a Maisa Shochet. Now, and they're called Sin Chumas in both directions. So Amar Chiz Rav Hon, okay. Mafsad to look at my Yarmut Mishmei the Rav Higim Shlish Shochet. Okay. My time will come up. Come on, she can have Chayusa. Next year, can have. Now we can have Chayusa. Then along comes Rashi and tells us an amazing thing that Lachora Hunover Rav is different Hunover Ravasa. Because if I say that, what does Rav Huna Amar Rav say? Amar Rav says, Machlokes Shehigrim Shlish. Amar Rav. Higrim shish v'shochad v'higrim v'un amar rav k'sheva. But wait a second. He's being magrim in the matmeid basa. So we already, what Rav Huna said, kula alma lo pliti, the magrim in the matmeid basa, that it's no good. So why is higrim v'shochad v'higrim any better than shochet shnei shlish v'higrim shlish, which Kuli Alma says is no good.
In the Lishna Basra, he said, in the Lishna Kama, he said, by higrim v'miyot kama is l'kuli Alma kosher.
Yeah.
By higrim v'miyot basra, either it's a machlekes
or l'kuli Alma kosher. Let us read Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Asi, machlok v'shochet shnei shlish v'higrim shlish. That's the machlokes. Rabban Savi Kula Shchit Benavet Tabas Rabbi Yosef Rav Sava Kula Higrim Shlish V'Shochet Shnei Shlish Kibar Kol Psula. So therefore, if I begin with a Hagrama, everyone says it's possible. Okay. So Rashi answers an amazing answer that there is. He has an option of saying one is Rav Huna in the name of Rav Asi. One is Rav Huna in the name of Rav. Rashi doesn't adopt that option. Rashi says there's a difference. And whether we're talking within Rav Chanina ben Antignos, where the Hagrama is, on top of the Meir Bar, on top of the Shipa Kova, or in the Shipa Kova. In the Shipa Kova, it's a Shchita Psula. If it's a Shchita Psula, so then it passes the Shechita. But if it is on top of the Shipa Kol, on top of the Chiti, so it's not a Shechita Psula. It's not a Shechita, it's too high. It's in the Ramban's words, it's not in the Kana, it's in the Lechi. It's nothing. That's what Rashi says here. Now, then the Gemara goes on as follows. Ilkar of Nachman Lusura. Boimine, Shochet Shlish, Higrim Shish, Shochet Shlish, Machon. Now, what has Rav Nachman told us until now? That we paskin like who? Rav Chanina ben Antignos. So, he is working within Rav Chanina ben Antignos, because he paskin. He was talking halach l'maisa. And Rav Nachman has already told us we passed in light Rav Chanina ben Antignos. Bo amine shochet shlish v'higrim shochet shlish ma'am. And we love hainu d'Rav Elazar ben Yomei d'Amar Rav Elazar ben Yomei shchita hatsuya k'masrek. What is masrek? I don't go straight across, I go up and down. K'sheva. We're doing Mokam Shchita, Mokam Shchita, Maila Meimah. We'll get to this. What is that? Why would I think I need a shechita meforas? Questions we have a din of chalada. Chalada means it has to be exposed. So if I go up and down, when I'm down, it's not exposed. The question is, what's covering it over? Covering over something that's already been shechted. We're going to get to this very clearly in the few, immediately. Or it just has to be open. And we paskin, you don't need a shechita meforas. Okay. There's such a havamin. I need a shechita meforas. There are certain shochtim today who taina that you don't have to do bikash simonim after shechita, but a shechita meforas. Think through this Gemara, whether this Gemara agrees with them or disagrees with them. Okay. When I asked a certain I've been in many shechitas, and when I asked different shochtim, you do check, you don't check, they said a shechita meforas, it's an often clear, it's not such clear, you don't have to check. Okay. Kamashma, Yosef Rav Abba Achored Rav Kahana, Yosef Kahana Kamed Rav Yehuda, Yosef Kama Shochet Shlish, Vihigram Shlish, Vishochet Shishmahu, Shitosuk Shev, Higram Shlish, Shochet Shlish, Higram Shlish, Amash Shitosuk Psuda. Okay, now the Gemara goes on to Shalom Mokam next. Okay, Rashi, the headache in Rashi is as follows. Rashi here is already telling you that he is working within the Lishna Kama. Rashi is telling us he's working within the Lishna Kama. Number one. Number two, the question is how do we pop? So then Rav Papa comes in. Rav Papa doesn't talk about Hagrama B'chlal. Rav Kama talks about Shehiya and Chalada. So here in the Lamed Amud Beis, Rashi says as follows. Take uluchumra. So first thing Rashi is telling you, take as a chumra. Does that necessarily tell me that? Does that necessarily tell me that it's a deraisa rather than a rabbanan? So the Rashba says it's Rabbana. You could look, and Yom Shoshana Marshal says also Rabbana. On the other hand, in Mahavitri, Rashi's Talmud said Rashi said it's a device. And most subsequent Achronim take for granted in Rashi it's a device. If it is Rabbana, why is take Uluchoma? So I showed you how God Simonius has that many Rishonim say, I'm not going into why that doesn't apply Sevek Rabbana Lahakal, but I showed you how God's memory says. Now, the Rashi says like this, L'chumra, V'gabi Hagroma Nami, the Pirkei Kama, Ben Shochet Shlish, V'Higrim Shlish, V'Shochet Shlish, Ben Higrim Shlish, V'Shochet Shlish, V'Higrim Shlish, Ben Shochet Shnei Shlish, V'Higrim Shlish, and stop going. Dilmot Sri Lanka Rabbana Trufoy, Dimitri Fibu Chahada Menai, Avdina Luchuma. What has Rashi told us here? Now, had Rashi not stood on his head on your testament days to tell us that Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Atzi, Rav Huna in the name of Rav, are one consistent Shita, I would have said, okay, what is he doing? He's passing like the Lishna Kama, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi, and not like Rav Amar Rav. I would have said that. Or at least it's a suffix, so it's a taker. But Rashi doesn't give us that luxury. Now, because Rashi said, no. The two are consistent. So what is he saying? If we interpret, so who are the Rabbanan Trufai? The Rabbanan Trufai, we find, that the Machlokes of Hora Merav and the Yira Merav, and because we find that, so we pass Kumchum in all those cases. Rav Papa wanted to know Psul B'Meir Basra. Is it possible or not? Well, that's the Machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. And or it's a Machlokes between in Rav Huna, it's the Rabbanan. How do we paskin this whole thing? But the question is as follows in Rashi, where did he see any man the Omar that if according to Chanina ben Antignos we paskin l'chumra he shochet shnei shlish v'higmer shlish, because no such thing. Because shochet shnei shlish v'higmer shlish, Rashi said that Higrim, according to Chinin and Antigna, is not a Shechita Psul. That is the question. Had Rashi agreed with Tosas here, Yotesamar Aleph, that Rav Huna Amar Ravasi, Rav Huna Amar Rav, are two separate things, then fine. Rashi is going to Lishna Kama. And we're going to Rama Rav. Ravasi. Again, Rama Rav. Okay. Fine. That's wonderful. But Rashi doesn't give us that luxury. Yes, Rabbi Spiro.
Rashi
doesn't say
that also.
What?
He says that one place is going in the grammar of.
I feel a ruba betochat habas, mutual amal to Hazar Dova. Stop it. Okay. Now, the question is Rashi seems to have seen somewhere that even according to there's a possibility, someone's out there said that even according to Chanina ben Antignos, that Hagrama above the Shibakova is a Shechita Psula. And the question is, who, because Rashi says all of these things, we don't have a clear psak. Rav Papa said, how do we paskin all these machlokas? And it is Sveka Deraisa. And therefore, Rashi must have seen somewhere, and that's a fishing expedition, where who says that according to Rav Chanina ben Antignos, and we paskin like Rav Chanina ben Antignos, that the Malam Me'ah Shipakova is a Shechita Psula. It's not a non-Shechita, it's a Shechita Psula. Okay, now, Avishon, the fact that Rashi is a very unique shita in the fact that he says clearly that Psul B'Meir Basra is a suffix and we pass in the Chumra. Now, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber paskins. I'll go through it inside with you tomorrow. The Mechaber paskins against Rashi, and the Ramah brings our minig is to be machmer like Rashi. Now, if that is so. Had the Ramah been of the opinion that we're talking about an Issur D'Rabbanan, so I have a double suffix. First of all, it's not, we don't paskin that way, but Torah's Rav Papa didn't paskin that way. It's a tekel. number one. And Rashi is against all other Rishonim. He said, Rabban, it's a little hard to imagine Ramon would have said our minig is to go like Rashi. And he said, Rashi, Shitin, he said, Rabbanon against all other Rishonim, especially when the whole thing begins with a tekel. That's why my gut feeling would be that implicit in the Ramah is that we part with Choshish for Rashi, that we assume that it is Isidor Raisa. That's something in the Ramah. Otherwise, our minig, and that's a universal minig, Bnei Ashkenaz, that we Choshish for all psulim in a Miyud Bas. Now, the question is as follows, and that's the next sugya which we'll get to, and that is, for instance, your shecht. And then, okay, the animal is still mefarcheses. So according to Rashi, if the animal is still mefarcheses, and then you cut the head off, so then it's a shiur b'mei abas. So you just slam it in the head, you just wait to stop mefarcheses and do something. What about having a goy cut the rest of the head off? Is a goy a non? So what is that? Is a goy a non shechita or shechita psula? So the Awa Sugya has, what does Awa Sugya say? We'll get it. Awa Shechita. Shochan Pogba, neck of my, or no, Awa. Shochan Akum, Vagoma Yisrael, Shochan Pogba. What? Ultimately, the Havala Yisrael, the Mishchat Ruba, or Shochan Kinab, Kruse, Bidei Akum, Kanab. Okay, so the question is, the pashas of the Gemara is that an Akum is a Shechita Psula. We'll get into that in greater detail. So that's why to have a guy just cut the head off, it's not a problem of Shehiyah B'mei Abasu. It's a Psula. Is that a Shechita Psula or not? Okay. Now, against this, all Rishonim are up against Rashi. Yeah. If you take a look at the Rambam, So what do we have? We have Higrims, all the Higrims. We have Chaloda. We have Shehiyah. Shehiyah b'mei Basra, the Rambam writes as follows. Im shor k'dei sh'ag b'gnar tzenu k'dej yishur k'mo miyut ha-simon b'vad. What is it? What is the shear of Shehiyah? The shear of Shehiyah is the amount of time it takes to shecht an animal. What? So how is that amount of time cheshbon? It's cheshbon. Shechting shnei full simonim or rov simonim.
That's his interpretation of the Ibaya and the Flamed Beis.
That's his interpretation of Ibaya Lamed Beis. And even though the Rambam says it is a Maishla Shechita, so it depends what is the boy in Lamed Bay. It's nothing to do with Miyad Basra. That has nothing to do with that. What does it have to do with separate? Is it the Matar Shechita or the Mitzvah Shechita? So, and that was a proper suffering on Lamed Bay. Okay. That's how the Rambam deals with that. Now, it's very. So
the Lamed Bay is just asking what the
Shear
is.
What the Shear is. Now, here, what do they jump on the Rambam for? And because it's a grammatical problem, the Rambam. What do we say? Shod b'miyat simonim or k'miyat simonim? Is it kof hadimyon or b'miyat simonim? Rambam says, k'day, Rambam, it could be the Rambam had a different gears. The Ravid says, Amar Avram, Zu Asfara, Lo Tova, Lo Nechona, Ume Perish Meshubish Mehviyo. Amru, Emeshon, Kidei Shchia Acheres, Umiyot Simon, Umiyot Shchita, Ech Nichnasa, he says. וזה הסופר. הוא אומר כדי מיעוט שחיתו, שאין זה הפרש מסנאי, בהחלט.
So the Ravid says what? It's one, Hechle b'miyot simonim, and Shah b'miyot simonim, is one, is, Rambam has the two different questions. Ravid says it's all one question. Ma perish ha-shah v'lishneihem, she-shachan ha-rov, v'shah g'oma, g'oma came in the g'oma she-yeh b'shchitahi, d'ma mucho ho-domo, v'chashin lo-hoch, v'chatsi kona do-of, like the Mechash Klau, Ruchosh Kedarov. Nearly, but also in Shtei Abayos, Teku Lukula. So, the Ravid says what? The Ravid sheet is a simple sheet. The Ukimte, not that's talking about Hagrom at this point, talking about Chalode and Shehiyah, Apsul B'miyad Basra. Shehiyah is Apsul B'miyad Basra. Chalode is Apsul B'miyad Basra. Luchor, the same halacha would be a dross of a miyad basa. Iko is a whole different issue. Okay. And he says it's a teku l'kul. So according to the Ravid, and the Ravid had to say that. Why would the Ravid have to say it? That's just cheshman the sugya. Because the Ravid holds there's no mitzvah on shechita. It's just a matter. So according to the Ravid, and the din of shechting the entire simen is a din of l'chatchila. So therefore, according to the Ravid d'oraisa, because the Ravid says there's no mitzvah, it's just a matter, and the matter is the simen shochot. So the moment I pass 51%, it's mutter already. It's mutter. So nothing to talk about. But in the drabbonin, that the l'chatchila to do a maisa shchita, and then maybe when they said drabbonin the maisa shchita, so they said the entire Maisa Shechita is Matir, and they will introduce the Psul B'mir Bas. That's how you have to interpret the Ravid. Just think, I gave you all the different Stodim, and you have to be able to apply in the different Shechitas we've shown. Now, of course, Hagrama, Rashi told us Hagrama is different. So this is how the Rambam interprets Shehiyah. It has nothing to do with Shehiyah, had nothing to do with Chavod. It's a separate thing. What is the Shear? And the problem people ask in the Rambam is that we have a Bish Miyot Simonim, and Rambam has a Chav Kimiyot Simonim. Okay. I don't know exactly what the Gerson in the Rambam may have been. And then a little out. Okay. But the next halach is very clear. Shachat rov echa ba'uf roshnayim bebehema av bishashah chatzi hayom chazav chatzi chaticha saharis umuteris shnei akha shashachat bo kishir zikam b'chutach b'otso shachuto. The moment you pass 50%, then it is mutter. So according to the Rambam L'chora, and we'll see the Rambam says it, drosa chaloda b'miyad basra would be mutter. So what is the matter according to the Rambam? The simen shochur, not the mitzvah shechita, not the maisa shechita. Okay, now hichnas is a sakin. Tachas ha'or. The question is defining chaloda. Now let us just take a look, and that's going to be critical to understand how the Rishonim are going to be different. Right. According to Rashi, the whole thing is one discussion of psul b'miyad basra. According to the Ravid, the whole thing is psul b'miyad basra. And that, so according to the Ravid and Rashi, these two sugyas, Lamed Amid Beis, Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, are all one sugya. Psul b'miyad basra. According to the Rashi, the Pashas is the Raisa. And because of that works with Rashi, it's two steps in Rashi. Step number one in Rashi.
there is a mitzvah shechita, not a matter of shechita, and the matter is the, and the suffix is the matter of the animal of a mitzvah shechita or the simen shochet. Very simple. Or even if it's the mitzvah shechita, the mitzvah shechita stop at rov. You could say it both ways. You could twist and turn it both ways. Now, but what is chaloda? So the Gemara says as follows: Omer, the Gemara here on Lamed Omer Beis. Omer of Yehud Omer Rav. Hechud a sasakin ben simen le simen. He stuck the sakin in between the kone and the veshet. Uposko, psula. It's possible. Tachza or ksheva. But if I did it under the skin and it's covered by the skin. So if I stick it in, let's say, I stick the knife in between the kone and the veshet, and I shech that way. And the Gemara has not told me. No. Wait a second. Yeah, okay. But tachas or, so that's a chalada. So why? Because the knife has been covered by, let's take the simple case at this point, then we'll get a little more complicated. I stick it in between the corner and the veshet. I shech the veshet, and I go back to the corner. V'shach, I shech to the veshet. The knife was covered by the corner. No, that is definitely, according to everyone, chalada. Let's say it's covered by the or, something that does not require shechita. That means, let's say, I stick it in with the corner of the vesher. I may have thought that I have to go in order. No, I don't have to go in order. I have to go from the front to the back. I don't. But, kamashlan, tachso or ksheve. Rav Amar tachso or ene yodea. Okay. Yiboyuhu. Rav Amar tachso ene yodea. Tachas matmas mahu. Is it because the or is part of the animal or any covering? Let's say there's a cloth on top of it. Take. But that, I mentioned to you, that is the very big issue we have when we shech sheep. We have to make sure that the wool doesn't cover the knife. Take. What is that case? So the Rambam says like this. Let's just read the Rambam. Hichnas sakin tachas or v'shochas shnei shimon kedarka. Hichnas sakin tachas atzemim v'subuch. Sheparis matlas al sakin v'atzav v'shochas tachas al matlas. V'omei atzakin gluyo, haris a sofak nevela, glumaris, it's a sofak. Im shochat mir hasimonim v'achaloda. Whatever chalada is, if I shechted miyot simonim, now, is he talking about the kana and the veshet? Talking either of them? At this point, we don't know what he's talking about. That, but it means at the beginning of the shechita. He's not talking about miyot basra, he's talking about miyot kamo.
And what was covering the knife?
Anything that would be a chalada. We don't know what's a chalada or this. we have all sorts of sphaikas, what it is. But if or is it, or is covering it, matlas it, matlas. We don't know about or matlas at some. We don't know. And we pass in l'chomer because the subject derives from l'chomer tzateko. But whatever it is, if I did the miyut kamo, now Rama's talking about psul not in the miyut basra, he's talking about a psul in the miyut kamo. He's not talking about shehiya b'miyut kamo, that would be chatzikana parva. But that's not a problem with shechita psula. What's he talking about? He's talking about a shechita psula and the miyut kamo of something. Maybe only the veshet. But then why is the suffering available? What's the suffering? If it's a chalada, so if it's a chalada, okay. He doesn't say what chalada, but whatever chalada may be, if I did the mirkama b'psul, all of a sudden, it is not. It's a suffering nevel. My question is like this: let's try to understand it. As he talking about the corner, so it means not going to be chatzik on a pocket. Talk about the Veshit, so why does it take it?
Maybe it's a Suffolk Nevela, Suffolk Treif.
He just
it's
said
a Suffolk Nevela. You mean Suffolk Nevela, Suffolk Kosher?
Suffolk Nevela, Suffolk Kosher. He doesn't say. Maybe. He doesn't say Vade also. He says Suffolk Nevela. Suffolk Nevela. Let's continue. Shachar, Halacha Yud Gimel. Shachar, Rov HaEchod, Rov HaShnayim, V'Hishnem B'Drosso B'Hagram HaRizik Sheira. That we already saw. Sharei Nishchat Hashir Karoi. That the matter is, even though the mitzvah and the mitzvah shechita continues, as it did shechita on everything. But and the matter is the simen shochet, not the mitzvah shechita. Higrim betchila shlish, v'shochet shnei shlishim. That's higrim betchila, v'shochet shnei shlishim, harizik sheva. It's kosher. Shachat shlish v'higim shish v'chazor. Shachat shlish v'achron shev. Higim shlish. Shachat shlish v'chazor. Higim shish v'achron harizik psula. So how does the Rama paskin? Before we get there, let's just finish. Doratz o hechlid, going back to hechlid. Bein b'shlish harishim, bein b'shlish ha'emtsoi, harizik psula. You did a psul in the miyut kamo psula, but wait 1 second. What did he tell him? Im shochet miyut siman b'achlada, v'gomer shechit b'lachor, harav zeh sofek nevela. Here he says, it doesn't say sofek nevela, it says psula. Ben, so we have to straighten out in the Rambam, halacha yud, and halacha yud gimel. Is a psul b'miyut kamo vaday nevela?
Maybe it's vaday psul safek nevela, safek treif.
Could be. The problem with the Rambam, he chose his words very exactly. He didn't tell you what's happening in the back of his mind. We have some of the kisvei yad of the Rambam himself. You see how he was changing a word, changing a letter. See how exceedingly careful he was with every letter that he was writing. Wrote with unbelievable care.
Rambam also says a klal whenever he says psula, it means nevela.
Nevela. So, but in Hagrama, he has Higrim Shlish, Veshochat Shnei Shlish. It's Ksheva. What is it?
Rav Huna Amar Rav, Shlish Nabasr. No?
Rav Huna Amar Rav, Shlish Nabasr. Or, it depends. He's talking, remember the Rambam Batz of Rav Chanina ben Antignos.
So, if he holds
it. Yeah, so I. So.
It's if he holds like Tyson.
So let's
see.
Yeah. Okay. So, what is the Rambam doing? It could be Enochanami. Rambam could be doing. It depended that he held like Rashi, he held like Tosis. If he held But what is he saying here? Higrim shlish v'shochad shlish v'hig. Higrim shlish v'shochad is a psul. I need rov simen shochot. He's saying very, very clearly, hagrama is not a shchita pasula. Hagrama is not a shchita pasula. That's it. It's not like dross. It's not chalada. Chalada and... Now, that could be in the shita of Rav, that certainly, and he's working within Rav Chanina ben Antignos. It could be, that's Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi. It could be, it's in Rav Huna Amar Rav. But in Rav Huna Amar Rav, what does Rav Huna Amar Rav say? Rav Huna Amar Rav says that Ruba the Shechita come in. Okay. No, he's a pasuk. That means if he's going like Rashi, that in Chanina ben Akin not a shechita psula, then he's pach not Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, not Rabbi Huna Amar Rav. If he holds like Tosus, that the two things disagree, then he's pasuking like. The Lishna Kamer of Huna Amar Rav. Okay. But the question is, the big question, is the Rambam paskening that a Shechita Psula in the Miut Kamer is possible or not? So, we will be discussing this as we go into the other Rishonim. But what's interesting is, if you take a look, yeah, what the Rambam meant, so there's a mass and mass and mass of Kesef Mishnah, page after page. And we'll see. Now we get to Tosfos. They didn't like Rashi. The Tosfos of Rambam like this. Perish for countries, b'miyot basra. Of a mere kama pshitalon, the havin bela. So, how does Tosis understand Rashi? That a psul b'mir kama is in a vela. Why? Because what has Rashi told us? Rashi has told us here that all daf yitesam aleph. That what is the machlokas? There are two machlokas happening here. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbanon is only in Shochat Shnei Shlish v'Higrim Shlish. V'Higrim Shlish v'Shochat Shnei Shlish is about called Posel. So and Rashi is working on the assumption there that what? That Psul b'mir kama makes something to an avela. Okay.
Not only in hagrama.
That is what Rashi. Now that is why, and that's what Rashi said on your testament base. That this is talking with. That's the difference between Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi and Rami Huna Amar Rav. That in the case of Hagrama, according to Rabbi Huna Amar Rav, it's Shechita Psula, and according to Rabbi Huna Amar Rav, it's what? It's a non-Shechita. So what is Rashi telling us? Rashi's telling us that Psul B'mir Kama passes the whole Shechita, and we do not treat it as Tosis said, man, maybe it's only in Hagrama. And that's why it's not a chatzikon pogum, because let's take a look how where Tosis is coming on understanding Rashi. He says, "Om Rav Huna Amar Rav, machlokas b'shishne, b'shishochat shnei shish." Then he says, "Om Rav Chiz Adra Lema Ma'ivcha machlokas b'shishne, b'shishochat shish." אז זה שחית הוכלה במקום שחיתה. שוכן שני שבהגים ששתם והגול שם. That is what Rav Chisda says. But Rav Huna says no. Rav Huna isn't bothered by Chatzi Kana Poga. Why is Rav Huna not bothered by Chatzi Kana Poga? Because it, what, according to what is the problem, is the, it's not the Simen Shochut that's Mater, it's the Maitse Shechita that's Mater. And if the Maitse Shechita is Mater, so the whole thing is one Maitse Shechita. And if the Simen Shochut is Mater, I need a Simen Shochut. I don't have a Simen Shochut. If there's Shechita Psul, I don't have a Simen Shochut. So, being according to Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda, being according to Rabbanan, a psul b'mir tama passes in and is nevela. That's how Tosfos understood Rashi.
These words of mir is nevela. Rashi himself says it. B'mir tama pshitol under nevela.
Yeah. Va'agrama nami pasuk afilu shochad shnei shish v'higrim shish davrin luchum. He said in the mir basra he has a taker, and we're machna. So according to Rashi. The way Tosfos says it, well, Rashi himself says it, Tosfos is just saying, anything I do, the psul is part of the Maisa Shechita, passes the whole Maisa Shechita. Because there's a suffix, what I have, what, and maybe the Maisa Shechita is what's matter. And of course, as I mentioned to you, if the Maisa Shechita is matter, we have another consequence. So then it's Siv Meshav Dova says it, that if I checked, and in the middle, after I finished Rosh Shnayim, the behemoth, I cut the tail off. Let's say something that I don't get into a problem with treif. I cut the tail off. So, the het the shechita didn't apply, so it's basam nachai. The het the shechita applies when I finish the maisa shechita, even though I have a simen shochut. So that Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rav Meir Omer, Agrama Paskin Parakama, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? Lagabe what? He says, in Agrama, we Paskin like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that says what? Now, Tosfos is talking about Psak Halacha. So the question is, he says, listen, in Hagrama, outside of the, he says, the idea in Hagrama is definitely, I paskin, that nothing happens after Rov. Because not a Machmash Shechita. And even the Rabban are going to agree with that. Has nothing to do with anything. They disagree about our Grama. That's only in the Tabat Sagdola. That's not in Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. Okay. לא דמי להוכל דהוס שלא במוקם שחיתו וכאילו שוכה ברגלה. He said, it's not a שחיתה פסולה, he's cutting the leg off. It's something else. אך השחיתה זה סימן. וכן נמי, אם לאך השחיתה זה רוב, או כהב נהיות שחיתה עושה קשבה, כאילו נהיה שלא כדרך שחיתה. It's not a continuation of the mind of שחיתה. He says, I may even agree with Rashi about the מייד בסר. He says, the Rebbe says, I'm not disagreeing with Rashi and the Mir Basra. But it doesn't apply to Hagrama. Hagrama is not a Makom Shechita. That's what Rashi himself said. That according to Chinuch Tikkun, it's not. So where did Rashi pick this thing up all of a sudden? The Pasul, the Mir Basra. That is what the question we asked before. That's what the Rebbe, that's not my question. The Rebbe already asked that question. His grandson. Rashi, where are you coming from? Okay, we shall stop here tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem. We'll go through the entire process.